Merge the Radio Show. Thanks so much for joining us today. This week, we sit down with Chantel Davis, chef, entrepreneur, and owner of Avocargo, the family-owned and operated food truck that serves chef-quality meals with a vegan-inspired menu. April is Financial Literacy Month, and the ladies get into a little girl talk about different ways you can take control of your financial future. Of course, we will make a divine decision with Dorothea, and a little later on, DeShayna will give us her two cents on finance. Let's dive right in and get started with some super helpful tips to help you emerge as a CEO. Let's take a peek with Tiffany into the CEO's Corner. Emerge,
emerge yourself. You've made it to the CEO Corner, the only place where you will get tips on how to live your best CEO life and emerge to the next level. We have all heard attitude reflects leadership. As an executive, how can you expect to inspire, motivate, engender confidence, and to lead with a lousy attitude? How can that happen? The simple answer is that you can't. It just won't work. So CEOs understand that attitude dictates morale and morale dictates communication both internally and externally. So as a CEO, we are responsible for managing a company's overall operation. This may include delegating and directing agendas, driving profitability, managing company organizational structure, strategy, and communicating with the board. And you need employees to do all of this. If employees are not happy on the inside, customers will be served poorly on the outside, and productivity will be low. So ask yourself a few questions to self-reflect and analyze how you are as a CEO. Are your likability and respect ratings low? Do you tend to have a pessimistic outlook on things? If you aren't excited about the start of each day, display a same crap, different day attitude, or have a glasses half empty perspective on things, then you likely have a bad attitude. So you need to fix that quick. Do people seek your input, advice, and counsel? Are you often frustrated wondering why others don't see things your way? Do you have difficulty attracting and retaining tier one executive talents? The simple truth is people strongly desire to work with and for great leaders. Great CEOs are talent magnets. Remember, CEOs, attitude reflects leadership and high morale boosts productivity and makes for better customer service. I'm Tiffany Boyle, and that's my tip from the CEO Corner. Emerge,
emerge yourself. Follow us on Facebook, search Emerge Radio Show. On Instagram, Emerge the Magazine. And online, emergethemagazine.com.
Hello, hello, everyone. We are so excited because we get to talk with Chantel today and we get to learn all about who she is and what she does and how she is emerging. So Chantel, let us know a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am the owner and chef of Avocargo Food Truck. I'm just excited to be here. Thank you for having me. I guess I will start where Avocargo started. About 5 years ago, I embarked on this journey, this health food journey, I would say. I was 256 pounds and just at my wit's end of what I needed to do. And I started playing with plant-based foods. Now, I don't want you guys to put me in a box. I'm not totally vegan, but I'm all for eating healthy and helping people transition to healthier foods. So I lost about 80 pounds. I helped my boyfriend lose 200 pounds. And he said I needed to take this show on the road. And that's what I did. I've been cooking forever. I trained under my grandfather, who was a chef and also known for his collard greens at the church. And although my grandmother was a better chef, she would take me, I'm from New York, so she would expose me to different cultures and different foods. So it was just always in the blood. But back to Avocargo, like I said, I started out meal plans. I was able to graduate to a food truck, which runs throughout the Hampton Roads. We're throughout the seven cities. We're known for our collard green egg rolls and just known for our plant-based and chicken items.
Let me just say, I love the name.
Thank you so much. That name came from a conversation conversation I was having with a friend, and she kept saying, you have to have a catchy name. So I was coming up with all these names. And then she said, I went to Barnes & Noble today, and I saw all these avocados, and I think it should be something like Avocargo, because at that time, you know, I had a car, and I was just going, delivering these healthy meals from home to home. And I say, you know what? I loved it, and that's the brand, and everything just started coming together with the green, and you know, just Avocargo to me just means like a traveling health food truck.
Which is, it's very much needed. Like, if you look at all the food options, especially if they're quicker, they're not good for you. Like, I hate doing a road trip because, like, I can't find anything where I just want to stop and grab food. So a healthy food truck that tastes good is, like, exactly what we need, and we need more of it. So I love it. So tell us, like, what was the journey in actually from when you were like, I'm going to start a food truck, to actually having the food truck?
Funny enough, it kind of fell in my lap. Like I said, I started with meal plans, and I had people support me because, as you said, it's much needed. So I was helping people, particularly in my community, that had high blood pressure, that suffered from diabetes, and had no idea what to eat, what times to eat, and how to prepare quick, healthy meals. I mean, when you go into the grocery store or you're watching TV, you're overwhelmed with all these foods that initially we shouldn't be consuming. If you think about it, when we did dine with our grandparents, they cooked every meal. I mean, it was very rare that you ate fast food. And to be honest, if you just take a couple of days a week to prepare your meals, you'll be in better shape than grabbing a meal every day or throughout the day. So just starting with that, and like I said, delivering the meal plans, and I started researching what it would take to have a food truck, because I used to have a restaurant about 15 years ago. The overhead was crazy, and I wanted something that would allow me more freedom, because a restaurant, you're working 15, 16 hour days, 7 days a week. You have to manage the staff, marketing, dealing with vendors. It kind of stumps your creativity. So I wanted something where I could continue to be creative, innovative, and keep it fun and most of all delicious. And just researching food trucks, which can be quite expensive as well. I think that this was the path and the mission that I was supposed to go. I don't know. They say when it's for you, it's for you. And that's how it kind of fell in my lap. I was researching trucks throughout, like, North Carolina, Kentucky. They make it seem like it's so cost effective, but you really have to do your research. And I found this young man in Richmond, KW Manufacturing, and I learned so much from him. And somehow, some way, I was able to put everything on like 3 different credit cards to get this food truck. And then I just walked into a dealership confidently and to get a truck to pull this trailer. And, you know, everything came together. And then you learn the real deal. You learn that you have to be licensed in every city. When it came to putting together my menu, there were some things that worked in a food truck, some things that didn't. The very first day I went out on a food truck, you know, I thought I was going to be cute with the eyelashes and the nails, and I burnt my eyelashes off, and it was quite a bit of trial and tribulation. We didn't know how to drive a trailer. They correlate that to like driving a boat. It's opposite direction when you're reversing. So that took a bit of getting used to. The back of my truck can tell you a better story. It's all banged up. Knowing how to utilize a generator generator, put water in the trailer, you know, use the propane tanks and count on the fires. That I remember the very first time my partner, which is my boyfriend, wasn't on the truck and I had to turn on the fryers. I didn't even know what to do. I had to pay someone like $20 to do it. So it's been a journey, but I went and changed it for the world. And, you know, I'm here to talk to anyone that is interested in getting into the industry. I would say I had quite a bit of business experience prior to starting the food truck. And that has helped me extremely with staying organized and staying on top of paying each city on the 20th of the month their taxes.
Thank you.
I didn't know that going into it.
Yes, it's a lot. Let me just say, I love your transparency. I loved how you talked about, hey, everything didn't go right as planned. And I love how you talked about, like, you had to pay the city the taxes and you had to be licensed in every city, and how the reversing, you know, with the trailer on it, because I feel like a lot of entrepreneurs, when they talk to us and when I'm having proper conversations, I feel like sometimes I don't get the real, like, oh yeah, I got an idea. I want to start this business and it's been amazing. I'm like, well, I know your whole journey has not been amazing, because that's not how it typically works. So I love your transparency and kind of sharing that so people can pick up tips and say, hey, if I'm thinking about getting a food truck, these are the things that I need to keep in the back of my mind that I need to be prepared to deal with. So I love that.
Oh, thank you. Absolutely. And I will also say it is totally different from a restaurant. A restaurant, you have everything at your fingertips. There have been millions of times that we showed up on the truck and we forgot something. So now we have to run to the truck. Or just like I said before, a menu item may not work. We used to do these jerk turkey burgers. And although people claim to be patient, which I find Virginians are extremely impatient, following these shows, you think that your meal, every meal is going to be prepared in 5-10 minutes, and you have to think about it. If you show up and there's a long line and people may be indecisive about what they're ordering, so we're doing that. We're preparing the food. We're packaging the food. We may have ran out of something, like a trailer. We have a food trailer, so it only holds a certain amount of food. So like our collard green egg rolls and our sweet potato egg rolls, there are but so many we can have prepped. So some may be made to order because we have this very small space. We're in a 6x12. That was an adjustment as well. Having 2 or 3 people on the food truck. Or let's just talk about the weather. If it is raining, you are in this aluminum truck and it may start raining inside the truck, or, you know, lightning. Temperatures affect how we survive. If it's extremely cold, we're extremely cold. If it's extremely hot, we're extremely hot. And keeping the food at certain temperatures may now be a challenge when it's so hot outside. And we're up there with a gas fryer and a gas oven. Sometimes, you know, certain things may be on fire and we're trying to contain this line and make sure the fire doesn't get out of control. And an example of that is we have a griddle and you have to keep water. You have to keep watering it to keep the fire balanced. Or a piece of paper may have flew to the griddle and now that's on fire. And we're trying to keep our calm. So a mobile kitchen, there are so many stories I can sit here and tell you, but it has made me a better person. I'm quicker in solving problems. I love our customers. I love when people come to our truck and say they've never heard of this and they try the item and it, you can see their eyes roll to the back of their head and they're like, now where did you get this collard green egg roll idea? Or how did you make it taste so good with apples? You know, those are the things that excite with me.
Yeah, as they should. Nice. And one of the, well, not everything that I heard from you, but I feel like as we talk to business owners and entrepreneurs, there's always like a general step-by-step process that we have to go through. And you were talking about how you saw a need from personal experiences. You figured out how to fill those needs. You went and spoke with other people that knew more about, you know, what you needed to know about. And I think that's where a lot of people might get hung up on, is really trying to find other people to talk to that can help them in areas that we don't know ourselves. So just you going to the man who talked to you about the food truck and you learning all these things, I think that's great. And then, you know, trial and tribulation, right? You're going through it. Something breaks down. You learn from it. You keep going. You're like, this show got to keep popping. Like, so that's also another thing is like, do you have that grit in you to continue on this journey, or are you just going to give up? And for some people, giving up is not wrong, because everybody's not meant to be a business owner, entrepreneur. And then I also liked how you discussed what you did for meal prep is not always going to work for the food truck, and how the food truck is different than a restaurant. Because I, you know, especially as Commissioner of Revenue in Newport News, I see a lot of food trucks or restaurants that don't start off with the basics, like doing trial and error. Let's run this menu and see how fast we can get it out. Is it even going to work? Is my menu too big? Is my menu too, all of it. So I really appreciate all that you shared with us, because it's going to help a lot of other people who want to do food trucks or maybe are doing food trucks and might be struggling a little bit. So thank you for, like Deshana said, for being so candid. So where do you see yourself going with this business in like the next 2 to 5 years?
Right now, that's a great question. I've been looking at different properties to perhaps expand Avocargo to an eatery. So that is to be seen, but definitely I think distribution. I think as I spoke to earlier, even in the supermarkets, things that seem to be healthy for you may not be. So maybe creating like a feature in a collard green egg roll, which is also a lover by the plant-based community, but also the meat-eating community. And it's something that's healthy and something that you can make fairly quickly. So that is to be seen. My dream for Avocargo, though, is to create like a bed and cuisine health retreat so I can expand more. My background is education. Believe it or not, I graduated from Brooklyn College with an education degree. When I came to Virginia, I worked with children with autism as a behavioral analyst. And I noticed a link between the foods that the children eat and their behaviors. And I wanted to really, and I did do quite a bit of this. I mean, it's limited what you can do. Teach parents how to feed their children healthier options rather than hot Cheetos in the morning. Let them grab a fruit. Children are more willing to eat healthier if they help you prepare a meal. So these are the things that I helped incorporate in my program. But just a little quick backstory about me. I knew Virginians were going to love me when I started out about 17 years giving samples out at the shipyard. And now, you know, the shipyard has food trucks and, you know, they have different eateries in there. So I love to think that I started a part of that. But more recently, matter of fact, Sunday, May 19th, Avocargo is having a vegan extravaganza. And we are having this huge event at Fort Monroe at Ozu Finch Beers and Blending. It's going to be 1 to 6 p.m. This is our second vegan extravaganza. And the reason why I chose to do this event, well, maybe it was chosen for me because I really learned a lot about events, which is also something challenging within itself, dealing with different vendors and different backlash that you may not expect. But Avocargo does not want to be put in a box again. We're about transitioning and healthier eating. And veganism is just eating your fruits and veggies. So anyone that wants to come out and try something new, try something unique and different to start your health journey, this will be the place to be. We also have some great vendors we've partnered with, like Desmond Island, Zion Cuisine. These are other vegan restaurants and local restaurants that we've partnered with, and other vendors that are out there, like Mitchell Collection. They do CMOS, you know, juices, smoothies. Come out. You could check out Avocargo at avocargova.com. That's AvocarGova.com. Check out social media handles. We're on Facebook as Avocargo, Instagram, Avocargo VA. I think we're on TikTok, Avocargo. What else is it? You know, every year is some new social media, something that we have to get used to. And I'm a woman of a particular age, but the young folks help me with that. But check us out. We put our schedule out every Tuesday. We would love to see you, have a chat with you. I'm no doctor, but I will help you through your health journey.
Love it.
Tiffany, we're thinking the same thing. I'm up here like, all right, I found you on Facebook. Let me get Instagram. But I'm just, first of all, where was I when you were passing out the samples at the shipyard? Because I don't saw anybody telling me about a collard green egg roll, because I would have been on board for that. But I think that is super amazing. I'm excited about this event you were just talking about. I text Tiffany like, I want to go.
I would love to have you ladies come out. We're also partnering with Parents Against Bullying. Those are things that's close to my heart because, as Tiffany said earlier, I'm a freckle-faced Black girl. So, of course, I was bullied. but I think today is different from when we were growing up. So we're going to have someone speak to that, and just come out and have a fun family day, learn something new. I'll be doing cooking demonstrations and, you know, just a community event that Avocargo decided to put on to expose people to a healthier lifestyle.
That is super amazing. Tiffany, I don't want to cut you off. I know you're itching to say something.
Oh, no, I was just going to say Avocargo was nominated for an Emerge Award last year. I remember that. So congrats on that. And just so happy that we get to talk to you now to learn about your journey and what you're doing. And we will definitely keep up with you on social media and support however we can. And, you know, DeShane and I, if we can make it, we'll be there.
Absolutely.
Like some good food. So
I love that. And I was nominated. Oh my gosh. How did I miss that? I'm going to look into that. Yeah. I guess I'm so busy working.
Awesome. Look, so this has been an amazing conversation, and I hate to see it end, but before you go, we do have one more question for you, and that is our signature question. What does the word emerge mean to you?
Oh gosh, emerge is such a prolific word, I think. I think it means emerging from all the doubts that you yourself may have and people put on you, and knowing that you could do anything and you could emerge victorious. I mean, that when I think of emerge, it's like I got it out the mud, but I'm going to keep striving to the top.
Yeah, yes. And that is what you are doing. And you are a good example of the definition of emerge. So thank you so much, Chantel, for sharing your journey with us today. We look forward to seeing you out and about, and seeing all your dreams and plans come true.
Oh, thank you, ladies, for having me. I appreciate you guys so much. I love what you guys are doing and what you're about.
Emerge. You're listening to Emerge the Podcast.
If you would like to partner with us and have your business spotlighted on the show, contact us at emergethemagazine.com.
Welcome back. I'm Dorothea Schuler, and you're listening to Emerge, the radio show that's all about entrepreneurs and business and is the premier information source for business owners. Every living being inevitably operates and proceeds throughout the course of their life based upon a series of decisions. A decision is a conclusion or resolution reached after consideration. And divine means excellence. So we're making an excellent choice. And with that being said, let's make the divine decision today to heal. The dictionary defines the word heal as causing a wound, injury, or person to become sound or healthy again. That definition is definitely more on the surface, so I want to explore a deeper point of reference. So I chose another source, the Biblical Dictionary. It states, healing occurs through the integrating forces that restore, transform, sustain, and nurture the whole person, body, mind, and spirit at each phase and in every dimension of life, within relationships of the person to the creation, to other people, and to God. Now, that definitely helps to open my mind and give me a foundation of inward healing. The first definition is very relatable, personally, at this time in my life. I've actually completed 6 months of physical therapy after having surgery on my rotator cuff. After numerous pre-op conversations with my orthopedic team, I realized that we rarely talked about the actual procedure, but more so about the healing process. They stressed the importance of following through with all post-op instructions, including being present for all of my physical therapy appointments. They explained that the follow-through would be the reason whether I heal properly or not at all. Let's take a step back and look at it from a different perspective. It's easy to see when someone has sustained physical wounds from which they need to heal. But what about the wounds we cannot see? That second definition from earlier spoke to internal healing, healing our mind and our spirit and our soul. How many of us have been in the best physical shape where outwardly it would appear to an onlooker that we were sound and healthy, but on the inside, there are open wounds and scars that have not or cannot heal because they are not being addressed. And truthfully, many times, we don't even know where to begin to heal. Physical healing usually comes with a measurable plan of action to get us back to normal or as close to it as possible. Healing mental or emotional wounds cannot be measured on a timetable. It's a process that, with the help of loved ones and professionals, can take years to work through. The main point being, healing is a process. When we don't give ourselves the opportunity to heal, we fail to allow those forces that would restore, transform, sustain, and nurture us as a whole. When we allow ourselves to heal from our wounds, we begin to welcome a healthy and sound mindset, which is the foundation we need in order to emerge ourselves to the next stage of our lives. We must maintain a foundation upon which we will not crumble, one that can sustain us through the trials and storms of life. We must heal. I would like to leave you with this line from my favorite book. It closes out today's theme wonderfully. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. So I challenge you, emerge into your best life and make the divine decision today to heal, knowing that it will help you shape and create a path that reflects a light of excellence in your life. This, my friends, has been another divine decision with Dorothea.
You can decide to be a part of Emerge the Radio Show by submitting your response to our signature question, what does the word emerge mean to you? Share that on our IG at Emerge the Magazine. This week's response is from Ariana Simpkins, an entrepreneur from Richmond, Virginia. We had the pleasure of meeting Ariana at the first annual Empowered by Emerge Day, held at the Richmond Technical Center in April. Emerge means to come up from something, to change. Thanks. So in other words, keep emerging until you see the change you're after. You can follow Ariana on IG at warmly_woven. That's warmly_woven. Thank you for listening to Emerge the Radio Show. Emerge, emerge
yourself. Hello, hello, hello. If you are just tuning in, you are now listening to the Emerge Radio Show. I am one of your co-hosts, DeShayna Kemp Garnett, and today I have two other co-hosts with me. I have Miss Tiffany Boyle and Miss Dorothea Schuler, and you are in for a treat because today we are going to do a little bit of girl talk.
Yes.
So ladies, are y'all excited for us to dive into our topic for today?
Yes.
All right. You know, I'm super excited too, because April is Financial Literacy Month. And I think with all of the conversations
conversations we have privately, it's time for us to really come to our show and talk about taking control of our financial futures.
Absolutely. Let's start with the basics. What does financial literacy mean to each of us?
So, like for me, financial literacy is about understanding how money works. And I have the ability to know when the money comes in and how it goes out. But what I need help on understanding is how to get it to come in and multiply and not just go out. So definitely from budgeting to investing and making informed decisions that align with our goals and my goals. So this not only helps us personally, but it helps us professionally and with all of our businesses as well. And I could just say shout out to my parents. They sat me down yesterday actually and was like, we need to go over your budget. Like, you should be doing a whole lot more than what you're doing. And I was like, oh, but I like to eat out and go on trips.
I am cracking up. You know, all facts.
That is exactly right. For me, financial literacy is really about being confident and being knowledgeable about managing money effectively. So ladies, you know, I am a licensed financial professional. I'm coming up on 10 years in the financial industry.
Okay.
And you would think with 10 years, I do everything right. And I don't, right? And I'm confident that I am not living by the budget I set. You know, I'm just like, I'll tell Tiffany all the time, but I work hard. You know, that's like my get out of jail free card when I want to spend money. Like, but I work hard. So definitely, as we progress into 2024, I have to start managing my money more effectively.
I don't think it's ever too late. I love the term each one teach one. So I love just the fact that I get to learn from you weekly when you do my two cents. And not only that, I've gotten to sit in on one of your financial literacy forums, meetings, whatever you like to call them. And they are very informative. So you have put 10 years in. It's been a great 10 years. And I know that you are just going to continue to build on that. But, you know, let's just say it's never too late, like I said, to start learning. So what are some practical steps that our listeners can take to improve their financial literacy? What do you think, Tiffany?
First, let's talk about budgeting. That's the first thing, right? And if you listen to all the people like Dave Ramsey, all of those people, they always talk about, in every book that I've read about how to get rich or the science behind getting rich, they always talk about it doesn't matter how much you make because your budget is set according to your income level. So understanding where your money goes is the absolute foundation of financial literacy. And what I say is you need to start by tracking your expenses and then creating a budget. So I actually use a spreadsheet. Some people write down their expenses in a notebook as they're spending in the car. But I have a spreadsheet. I write down every last bill. I don't care if it's $1.99 for my extra storage in my Google space. I write down everything that I can think of. And I write down how much I get paid. And then I minus from that. And I get like how much I'm going to put in my savings, how much I'm going to be able to spend, like as far as spending. Some people put their groceries, their gas. I put that as part of my spending as well. So first thing is understand your budget and how you track it.
I think that's a pretty great point, because once you have a budget in place, it's supposed to be easier to make informed decisions about saving and spending, right? But like Tiffany, I have a spreadsheet. I have each paycheck I'll get for the remainder of the year and what is supposed to come out of each check. And then if I have miscellaneous stuff, I'll put it on there. But one of the things I also know, depending on your financial institution or if you have a credit card, you know, they'll send you quarterly or yearly statements with the pie chart or bar graphs, and it's kind of going to tell you how much you're spending. And you know, I'm always very transparent. I like a great meal, and if I'm traveling, I really like a great meal. So I think I have the spending down. Now more of my focus is going to be on the savings aspect, just to make it easier on myself to make sure that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing with my money.
Right. I could not agree anymore. And Tiffany hit on such a good point. It is not about the amount of money. It's about knowing how to budget on your salary. People have always been like, Dorothea, I don't know how you do it. I am a stickler. If anyone knows, I'm a stickler to sticking to my budget, to paying the bills that are in front of me. I don't like paying bills late. I like to have that stuff on time. What I feel like I have lost ground in is saving. And let's just discuss the importance of an emergency fund. Having savings set aside for unexpected expenses, not can, but it will provide you peace of mind and prevent financial stress. I experienced not having that emergency fund that I kept saying I was going to have. Like you, Desana, I love a good meal. And I'll have to admit, after I paid the bills and when it was time to go, okay, is this savings or is it time to eat? I think I enjoyed a meal more than my emergency fund. And that came back and bit me because I was in a car accident and was unemployed for a considerable amount of time, which was not anything I had been through or experienced in over 20 years. And it really taught me exactly what an emergency fund is. In case of an emergency, you need to have funds set aside.
Yes, absolutely. Our goal is aim to save and not just save. You have to have a purpose with it. So we already talked about having a budget, so you know how much your expenses are. Now you need to save at least 3 to 6 months worth of living expenses that is easily accessible. And that is the second thing that we do in this financial literacy month. So that should be everybody's goal, is to save 3 to 6 months of emergency funds. Like if you lost your job tomorrow, can you survive for 3 to 6 months off of what you have in your savings account?
Child, I was surviving off prayer. God is good.
You know, the one thing I love is called an emergency fund. But when you have the money saved, if you think about it, it's really not an emergency. It's just an expense, right? It's when we don't have the money that it becomes an emergency. Personal opinion, of course, right? So, all right, let me get off my soapbox. Oh, so one thing we have to mention, right? We can't forget about retirement planning, because I don't know about y'all, my goal is not to work forever. And I think it's never too early to start saving for retirement, even if it's just a small amount each month. Because what I tell some of my clients is, hey, most people in their mind, they say, hey, you know, well, in my 20s and 30s and I'm getting out of school and I'm going to debt and I'm getting married and having kids, whatever your situation is, I'll start saving later. And what I tell people is, hey, if a person in their 20s starts saving $50 a week, and then a person in their 40s is going to start saving $100 a week, you can't catch up to what that person in their 20s has already been doing, right? Because they have put time on their side. So no matter how much the amount, you have to start that retirement planning early.
Facts. Super point. Not to make it personal again, but I'm sitting here like, you know, again, each one teaches one. You made a great point. So when I had my first job, started at 18, I was around very financially sound, driven, and diligent professionals who encouraged me to immediately start retirement. I'm glad I did, because 5 years later, life happened. I had to leave my job because my daughter had several medical emergencies, just different things that warranted me not being able to work. And now I regret it. I didn't know, hey, take some of this retirement out and then leave the rest so that we can get, like we were talking about, that compound interest, it building over time. But I bring it up to say, had I not started saving when I first started 5 years later, I would not have had the cushion that I was able to use to help to supplement my family for 3 years. I was able to supplement the income that my husband was bringing in to help support my family off of that retirement. So you are so right, Desana. The earlier you do it, the better. Because since then, I have not established a savings account or a retirement plan. And it's, you know, I'm learning now as we're on this call, like, you really need to reevaluate what you're doing with your paycheck.
Yeah. So I reevaluated yesterday, as my dad made me. all right. So we got budget, we have savings, we have emergency funds. Now let's talk about debt. It's the American way, right? Every American loves some debt. And I want people to understand that there's an importance and a difference between good debt and bad debt, right? So to me, all debt is bad, but some debt helps you like move along. So good debt would be things like student loans, which I don't understand how it's good because I have student loans and it's not that good. that's what some people say, experts say, or mortgage. A mortgage, I do think, is good debt because you can leverage equity. You can get tax write-offs. So that helps a lot for people, especially like single people with no kids or people that make over a certain income. Having a mortgage helps a lot. Now, bad debt is high interest credit cards, high interest, I would say, car loans, like going out and buying these expensive cars that might be out of your budget. And as soon as you drive off the lot, you know, it depreciates instead of appreciating. So I think it's important to know the difference between good debt and bad debt and how much debt you can actually have. And some people go crazy over it. And there are things out there now like Klarna and Afterpay. Affirm charges interest, but that's not horrible, where you can break payments up into four and not pay any interest on it, but still then pay for things up front in cash. And I think that helps a lot. Instead of putting like your vacation on a credit card, you could just split it into four payments and you're paid off. So yeah, that's my take on it.
Right. And if you have debt, you have to prioritize how you want to pay it off, right? So you can do the snowball, you can do the avalanche, you can start with the highest interest rate first. You really just have to look at your situation, what your end goals are financially, and decide what is the best way for you to pay off that debt. And for me, it's pretty gratifying to see. I remember a situation where I had a high interest rate credit card, you know, something I got in my early 20s that, you know, my family warned me about, wasn't listening, did it anyway. And I found a simple spreadsheet template on Excel. And it's like, oh, I don't know if you ladies have seen, it's like a spreadsheet and it talks about, you know, you put the amount in when you got it, what the payment is and interest rate, and it'll show you how long it'll take to pay it off. But there was, you know, an extra little step in there, that little cell for an extra payment. And bam, I'm like, if I put $50 extra a month, I can knock off this many years worth of payment. Once I found that template, I was like, oh, I can pay this bill. I can knock that out, no worries. So I think you have to have a plan on how you're going to prioritize paying off your debt.
I totally agree. And you're going to have to send me that Google sheet because I'm super old school. And I have gotten one of those from my bank. And it's kind of like I know how to do it, but obviously I trail off. So it would be awesome if you were to share that with me, Miss Financial Guru. But okay, like this has been awesome. So look, we definitely need to touch on what I think is one of the most important things. And I myself could use a lot of training and learning because I'm scared of it. It's not a bad word. It's a great word. It's investing. And many people are intimidated by investing, but I know that it is essential for building wealth over long term. I think the problem is people just don't understand. And like for me, when I hear investing, something about it translates into my mind as gambling, which it is not. So I know that I need to put myself and align myself with people who know what they're doing that can help to show me how to invest because I have no investment game at the moment.
So that brings up a good point, Dorothea, that you have no investment game. Maybe you don't even know how to get started. Maybe you got started, but you don't know how to make it grow. So you got to start by educating yourself. All of us, we have to educate ourselves about different investment options because it's like, it's so much going on in the investment world. I bought books. I have watched YouTube videos. I'm still so that is why considering seeking guidance from a financial advisor is always a good one. So after this paying off debt of these high interest credit cards, next thing is the financial advisor, or you don't have to wait. You could get the financial advisor now and he or she will put you on a budget as well to say, okay, well, we can invest this much and you can also pay off this at the same time. But it always starts with education.
Absolutely. So financial literacy, it's a journey and it's okay to ask for help along the way. If y'all tune in, right? Every Wednesday, my two cents, y'all know I'm a big champion of asking for help. Why do you want to learn things the hard way, right? A smart person learns from their mistakes. A wise person learns from the mistakes of others. So please get help.
That was was good. Like, we need to go ahead and coin that one. Right. I mean, we could totally talk about finances, budgeting, financial literacy forever, because I think we all agree that money affords us all things. It makes the world go round, and it, you know, allows you to live life. But for today, that's all we're going to talk about as far as that goes. We are itching and really ready to talk about some things that are going on with Emerge. Before we get into that, please remember, financial literacy is the key to unlocking your financial freedom. And with that being said, I think it's time that we start talking about the Emerge Weekend.
Woo-woo. Let me just tell you guys, I love when we do these empowering discussions. One, we get to talk to each other about what we have going on, but we also get to hear from people about what they have going on, because I'm sure a financial, I'm gonna call them guidance counselor, is gonna hit us up and say, look, I can help y'all. And then we're gonna start a 1-800 stop spending hotline. When you're on that Shein cart and you want to hit press, you want to hit purchase, you know, you call 1-800 stop spending, and someone's
gonna... love it.
I feel attacked because Tiffany and I were just discussing my Shein cart, so I feel like that was for me.
Oh,
items in my Amazon cart right now just watching me, and I'm like, no, don't do it. You don't need nothing else in this house. So
1-800
spending is going to be a real thing soon. Let's do it. But yes, to the Emerge Weekend. I am so excited. It's going to be October 12th and 13th. Look, I'm looking at my calendar right now just to make sure I got the right dates. Yep, look at me. The gala and the fashion brunch. So get your tickets. You can look up emergeweekend.com to see all the great things. If you'd like to partner with us for more exposure, reach out to us, because the Emerge Weekend is going to be everything. We had so many people last year. The glitz and glam of it all was great. So this year we plan on even more. It's going to be October 12th and 13th. The gala is on the 12th and the fashion brunch is on the 13th. And I need to start thinking about what I'm going to wear to both.
Well, you know what? Let me just put this out there. For those of you who have asked, what is my family going to wear? Yes, we're coming through all the way. Yes, we are going to be color coordinated, because I won't do it any other way. So you have to show up so you can see what the Garnett family will have on. But it's going to be cute.
Yes, you have to purchase a ticket. You have to find out all about it. Just that's it. And I mean, the best way to find out about who the nominees are, the events we have, what to expect at the event, to see footage from last year, all the goods is going to be at emergepremiere.com. So like, you need to go to the website so that you can like have the visual of what we're talking about. It's one thing to hear about it, but when you see it, it's going to blow your mind.
It is going to blow your mind. You know, one thing, ladies, you know, I'm throwing this out there, putting everybody on the spot. I think we really should have a gallery of some of our past events. I'm going to put that on the to-do list.
Just
a gallery.
I love that.
You know, the pictures from past galas and the brunch, because I think people really need to get that feel. Of course, you can go to our social media to see that, but I think we need to look at how we can get that on the website just so people could understand the vibes for both of these events.
Yes, it was a total vibe.
Yep. Sounds good. Well, I think that is pretty much all the time we have here today, ladies. I love
it. Oh, before we go, can I one more plug in, right? So I know Dorothea briefly mentioned, hey, about, you know, the event coming up. Don't forget voting.
That's what I was going to ask. Aren't we still voting? Hello.
Yes. Voting is over by the 24th. What is it? I don't even know. It's been so much. You have
Girl,
like
a they got six quality days. Almost right. A week.
So 6 days to vote for your favorite business owner, entrepreneur, or business. So you can still visit emergeweekend.com, emergepremiere.com. All of those lead you to the voting site, and look out and vote for the people so that they have a chance to win the Emerge Award.
And don't forget to purchase your ticket after voting so that you can come and see your person win the Emerge Award. And, you know, we are busy women, and sometimes, you know, we're so busy that we're not even sure what's going on ourselves. I was kind of laughing when Tiffany's like, is it the, I'm like, girl, I was waiting for you to say what the dates
of the premier word, but I'm saying that to say we already have a gallery. We're always adding to that. But when DeShayna was saying that she wanted you guys to see what we have going on and like just to really take it in and experience it firsthand, you can definitely trail to our website and check out some of our gallery photos. It shows so much from the past couple of years. And honestly, it shows the beginning of Emerge when it was DeShayna and Tiffany, the first premiere, the magazines that they published. It's just a great story. And it's great to be able to follow and see how far Emerge has come since they began. So please check out our gallery.
Emerge, you're listening to the Emerge podcast.
Follow us on Facebook, search Emerge Radio Show. On Instagram, Emerge the Magazine. And online, emergethemagazine.com.
I am DeShayna Kemp Garnett, and it's time for My Two Cents. Hello and happy Wednesday. Welcome back to another exciting episode of My Two Cents. Today, I want us just to take a moment to ponder over a profound truth, and that is financial independence is the freedom to live life on your own terms. So let's just think about that. Living life on our own terms. It's a concept that goes way beyond just having money. It's about having the autonomy to make choices that align with your values and your aspirations. So think about this. When you achieve financial independence, you no longer have to rely on a paycheck to sustain your lifestyle. Instead, you giving yourself the freedom to pursue your passions, spend time with loved ones, and pursue the things that truly matter to you. So whether it's retiring early, starting your own business, or simply having the peace of mind that comes from financial security, strive to achieve financial independence. It's not just about accumulating wealth. It's about gaining the freedom to design your own life. So remember, financial independence is the ultimate goal that allows you to live life on your own terms. So let's work together towards this goal and unlock the doors to a life of true freedom. I am DeShayna Kemp Garnett, and that's My Two Cents.
Here's what's coming up in Hampton Roads.
Attention business enthusiasts. It's time to vote for the All About Business Gala nominees at emergepremier.com. From innovative startups to seasoned entrepreneurs, these nominees represent the pinnacle of business excellence across categories like emerging entrepreneur, most influential, best new startup, most social media growth, most financial growth, and best nonprofit. Your vote can shape the future of business. Visit emergepremier.com now and have your say. But hurry, voting ends on April 21st, 2024. Let's celebrate the best and brightest together at the All About Business Gala. Don't miss out. Visit emergepremier.com today or Google Emerge Weekend. Attention Hampton Roads business leaders and entrepreneurs. Get ready to elevate your connections, supercharge your success at First Thursdays, the premier event for forging meaningful partnerships and expanding your professional horizons. Join us every First Thursday at Apex. Rub shoulders with industry experts, innovators, and like-minded individuals who are shaping the business landscape. This is presented by Emerge, Team Lamb, and Midnight Printer. Grab your ticket at Eventbrite today. A special thank you for the guests on today's show. To listen to past episodes of the Emerge Radio Show, visit emergethemagazine.com. Emerge, emerge
yourself. You've been listening to the Emerge Radio Show. All opinions expressed on this show are that of our guests and may or may not be shared by the Emerge Radio Show staff. Follow us on Facebook. Search Emerge Radio Show. On Instagram, Emerge the Magazine. And online, emergethemagazine.com.